Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bes Hashem Shir number 26 in the Shiurim for Women. In the book, it's Chaya Wallerstein. It's all about change. He has a profound chapter called Planting, Not Burying. He said he received once a letter from a girl undergoing treatment in a rehab center in Florida, went through Gehenim, and yet she composed a beautiful poem to Hashem, full of hope and optimism from the deepest and darkest of places. I'm going to read the poem here. And she writes as follows. Buried underneath layers of soil and trapped between stones, the little white seed felt trapped and alone. Oh, how she longed to bloom and sprout, but there she was, wishing to be let out. Her heart sang a sad song. She tried her best to remain hopeful and strong. Her tears began to pour out, falling softly to the ground. Yet little did she know that it was those tears that were helping her grow. Every day she cried and cried. It was so unfair, she wondered why. And then it happened. She began to grow. Her growing pains caused her tears to continuously flow. A warm glow started shining down. The sun had made its way underground. The feeling of happiness she held on so tight, it lit up her darkness like a magical light. Her tears and sunshine started lifting her out of the ground. The little white seed began to sprout. A little stem stood proud and tall. Her color started to come out. Colors like no one has ever seen. Stem and leaves, a perfect shade of green. And in the garden, she stood tall, admired by all. Sir Wallerstein commented on this poem that if this girl, after everything she went through, could still feel hope in Hashem and within herself, we all can too. We all have a pintle yid, a spark that will never die no matter what. He says, when Shir Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShirim speaks about Hashem entering his delightful garden and picking his flowers, we are his flowers. And then she wrote the following final line. And he writes that these are words that ought to give everyone strength during our darkest moments, and remind us never ever to give up. And she writes like this. Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, when actually you've been planted. You can be in a most hopeless and helpless place in life, and believe you have more and more dirt piled on you, thrown on you, and you wonder sometimes to Hashem, what are you doing? Why are you burying me so deep? But the truth is, he's planting you and you're a seed waiting for growth. We all need to remember this when we go through challenges, and we all go through challenges. To remember this. Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, when actually you've been planted. It's important for people to give chizik to each other when they're going through difficult times or difficult emotions, difficult situations. There are many types of them, and we don't understand everything, but we do know that from the greatest darkness comes the greatest light. We don't understand why it works this way, but Hashem made it work this way. Just recently listened to Shiurim from Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. He was reviewing a mimer from the Rebbe Bassi Lagani of 1964, not too long ago. And he talks about, first Kabbalistically and then bringing it all the way down, how Va'ata mechayes kulam. Hashem gives life to everyone and to everything. Even though we know anyway, Einoid Mulvadoi, right? It's only Hashem. Everything comes from the life force of Hashem. But Va'ata, you. And Va'ata is Aleph through Tav. Ata is Aleph, Tav, Hey. That Aleph through Tav, meaning all the of creation, because creation was formed with words. Aleph through Tav of the ten Mamores. That's constantly keeping the world in existence. Hey is the five sources. Hey Moitzayis HaPeh, it's called, where the letters come from five areas in the mouth as you speak. Some from the lips, some from the teeth, some from the palate, some from the throat, and so on, and from the tongue. And all the ices come from that. So ata, all these words, mechaye es kulam, give life to everything, including the darkest things. There is a hidden godliness within them. And that is why sometimes what Hashem does is that he has his infinite light, because it goes all the way down, even in the lowest places, where sometimes we find Hashem in those lowest places. There's a pasuk that says, "Im esak shamayim shamata," when you go up to heavens, here, there you are. "Vatsiya sha'oil," when I place my mattress or bed, meaning when I am down sha'oil in the depths of Gehenim, hineka, you're there. Even over there, there's an infinite light. It's very concealed, but very often it is over there in that darkness where you actually meet Hashem face to face. And from there, you move upward. And from there, you build yourself. And from there, you go up and heal. Yabayoina, he says, "Mi beten sha'ol shivati." I cried from the womb of the sha'ol, of the depths, that even there he recognizes Hashem. All this descent, we don't understand again why, but all this downward, going all the way down, is for the purpose of elevation. Even what we call punishment is not punishment. It's not because of stam punishment. Tyrus chesed. Hashem wants our tikkun. He wants us to shine. He wants us to have everlasting connection with him in the most deepest way and with the greatest pleasures ever imagined. And all these things are to just rectify us, to fix us up, so that we can get back into our strong state to who we really are, so that we could connect to Hashem. There's a very important concept one needs to understand also. If anyone has been through difficult times or difficult things, he said in one of those shiurim in that particular mimer that he knows, I don't want to get wrong information, but I'll give you the gist of it. He was a person, a kol person, a hush of a person in and of itself, but was going through a lot of difficult things, including certain addictions and going through a real rough patch, and got out of it, or is on his way up. And part of it is his father was a not healthy person, and his father's behaviors towards him, and the neglect, abuse, or whatever it is, made that person believe that he is flawed and there's something wrong with him. And usually that hopelessness and despair creates one to turn towards escaping into unhealthy things. And part of the healing in that is you go all the way down to the depths of things. And the Atzia Shoilineka, Hashem is there. And face to face with Hashem, Hashem tells you, hopefully through a good shliach who's able to have it resonate, that's not you. That was never you. You think you're your father. You know, as he said at one point where Rebbe told somebody that was going through different things, and he tried to explain to him, you are not your father. If your father was unhealthy and he was who he was, that doesn't mean that's who you are. You're not that. And once you have the realization, even in the depths of Sha'ol, Hashem is there. And that's not you. Those negative behaviors that you escaped to till this point, you're not a bad person. You are a good person, and that's not the real you. That's not who you are. So then that is the point of moving upward. That is the point where now you have a path towards recovery and healing, because you recognize that you never accessed that holiness within you and that goodness within you, and now you finally are, and you're able to grow, and you're able to heal. And that is why it's so important when people go through difficult challenges, physically, spiritually, even made wrong choices, destructive choices, to reach them and to recognize and to let them know that even down there, where you are, there's an infinite light there. It's just very concealed. But when it finally reveals itself, that's what some people call rock bottom. Doesn't mean that you just simply, you got to get into a bad, very bad situation to wake up. It's not that. It's more like finally that Ein Sof, that godliness reveals itself even in that place and tells you, you know, I'm here too. I'm with you. And now that I'm with you, let's together walk our way and climb my way upwards. He said a very moving story in those Maimorim that he was teaching, where the son of the Baal HaTanya, someone came to him that wanted a tikkun, a tshuva, a young man, on sins he did in his teenage years, presumably of the sexual realm of things that he fell. He fell and certain things, and he wanted a tikkun for that. And the son of the Baal HaTanya, he was called the Mittler Rebbe, he pulled up his sleeve and he had a patch of a certain rash or very dry skin, some type of an infection. And he told this young man, you see this? I'm suffering from your sins. And he said, the Rebbe explained the story because it makes no sense. So what's he trying to do? The person came here to do tshuva and to be misakin himself, and he makes him feel worse, saying, you know, not only did you screw yourself up, your sins are screwing me up, and I have infections and dry skin because of you. That's for sure was not the intent. So Rebbe YY explained that whatever, as the Rebbe said, to explain the story, is what he was trying to tell him was that don't think that I'm separate from you. I'm always there with you. Even at your worst, even when you were down in the depths, even when you were doing things you shouldn't have been doing, I was there with you. I'm connected with you. I didn't leave you. That's why I have that dry skin or rash or whatever it is from what was going on with you, because I was always connected with you, whether you're on a higher level or whether you're in the depths of the depths, I am with you. But now that I'm with you, we can't stay there. And therefore, we're going to move up and correct it and move up and out of it. So this is the idea. The idea is Hashem never abandons us, even though we feel that we are abandoned. Even when we did very wrong things. Of course, Hashem wants us to correct it, and there is always that correction that will happen. But Hashem was there too. Sometimes it was there necessary for your survival. Again, after tshuva, you do this. Once you self-correct, you look back. It was a coping mechanism for you. It was the only way for it to survive. It was the only way to make you feel that you were worth something. Again, these are not phony excuses. They're only phony if you use it to perpetuate, just stay in the mud. But when you're at the point where you're ready to heal, or you are healing, you look back and that's what you do. It's very, very strange. Where in some cases you actually thank that addiction to help you, so that helped you survive till this point, but you don't need it anymore. You don't need it anymore. So always remember that sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried when actually you've been planted. So hang in there and do your best to hope and yearn that we will ultimately see Hashem's light even in those places, so that we could start healing and building ourselves up. Bracha v'atzlacha.